Here we are, it's Labor Day weekend. The slow, easy decline of summer is upon us, and it brings a certain relaxation, not least because we can stop pretending to relax. Very soon we can cast aside those never-finished mega-books from the summer reading lists. Soon we can abandon the uncertain pleasures of the beach, hide the barbecue under its black cover, put away the insect repellents, and live normally for a few weeks, at least until the holidays arrive. Relaxation is never easy, especially when it comes with a time limit. Americans have such short vacations that they can never really wind down before they must wind up again. Germans enjoy 30 days of paid vacation time each year. The French get 5 weeks and a 35-hour work week, and the Italians have 6 weeks of paid vacation. The average American, by contrast, gets a miserable 13 days, and not even by legal right. Even our more fortunate friends who could take long holidays often take only a few days, claiming that they just don't have the time. But they have exactly the same amount of time as everybody else in the world, namely 24 hours in every day. Do I detect a whiff of old-time Puritanism? Are we afraid of sloth, the fourth of the seven deadly sins? Let us consider the bradypus, commonly known as the sloth, who is one of the most ancient mammals on the planet. His popular name comes from that same deadly sin, because, to put it mildly, the sloth takes it easy. Nevertheless, he and his kind have survived for 60 million years. Sometimes I wonder whether evolution is working the way Darwin imagined it should. But we humans have been around for only 2 or 3 million years. We still have time to slow down and adopt a more rational way of life. If competition and furious activity were the keys to survival, the poor old sloth would have been extinct long ago. But he's still here, still taking it easy, and doing rather well. I met a sloth once in an animal park in Florida, and was able to stroke his rough brown fur and offer a few admiring remarks about his lifestyle. He was hanging upside down from a branch and didn't bother to wake up. But I like to think that he sensed the sympathetic touch. Sloths have many admirers. Michael Flanders and Donald Swan wrote a charming song about them, and I heard of a children's book called Slowly, Slowly Said the Sloth by Eric Carle, which sounds like a good read if you can stay awake for it. The author suggests that their relaxed habits and gift for cooperation help sloths survive for all these millions of years. Sloths move slowly, hypnotically, and not often. They spend much of their time hanging upside down, gazing at the sky or sleeping, and allowing the rest of the world to rush by below. What is the rest of the world doing in such a hurry? The sloth doesn't know. The sloth doesn't care. On Labor Day, as on every other day, the sloth is on vacation. This is David Bougier.